Simon Shin Hey, and we left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. And we said the klal of the Yenuach Sharcha Vachamorcha that Yitz Behemoth cannot go out on Shabbos carrying anything because it cannot be doing any malacha on Shabbos. However, something on it that's for Shmira, that's to protect it, that it could go out with, that's not considered like a masri, like it's carrying. Rather, it's baltel to the guf, similar to a person wearing clothing or wearing jewelry on Shabbos. And we gave some examples. Here's a few more. A gomel, a camel, go out with an afsar. A parrot, a mule, a chamar, a donkey, a horse, they go out either with the afsar or the rest. And these are different types of reins or different types of ropes that are used to hold down the animal to not run away. Machabes is afsar or rest, not with both, because it's unnecessary to have both. You can even tie the rope of the afsar around its neck and go out like that. And you just have to be careful if you tie the rope of the afsar around the neck of the animal, not to lean on the animal when you do it, because now be mishtamish machai, you're not allowed to lean on the animal. Now, Mishtabur brings machlekes, we're showing them. Chalik is basically between Rashi and the Ran against the Tosfos and Rabbi Yeruchim. We have a klal that has to be for Shmira in order to be allowed to be on the animal that goes outside. But if it's for Noi, if it's for decorative purposes, that's a problem. That's going to suck the behemoth is carrying and it's a chsar on the manual sharuch hamarcha. Now, if you tie something tight around the neck of the animal, you're not going to be able to grab the animal by that because you're not going to be able to stick your fingers around under the rope around the neck because the rope is tied too tightly around its neck. So Rashi and the Ran say it's still mutter because it's a noy, it's like a decoration for the animal to have this rope around its neck. Now the question is that we already established that noy is not a heter, it has to be a shmira. So Mishnah explains that only an extra credit noy is a problem of the behemoth carrying on Shabbos. So if it's a noy that's usual to have during the week also on your behemoth, then it's going to serve it both to the behemoth. It's similar to a person wearing clothing, wearing jewelry. Tyson and Ben Rucham, they all that noy, and it's for the core of the purposes on the behemoth. It's always awesome. And you have to say here, we're talking about tying a rope around the neck of the behemoth that's loose, and therefore you could stick your hand under it when you need to catch the animal by this rope, but if it tries to run away, and therefore, it's going to serve a shmirah, it's mutter. And for sure, if some of the rope hangs down from the neck, you always grab it with that. And the Mishmur brings the Bach Paschas like Tais the Chumra, that it has to be that somehow could be used for Shmira. But if it's tight around the neck and it's not hanging down, there's no way you can use it for Shmira, there's no way you can grab the animal by the rope, it's only for Noi, then it's going to be us in all circumstances. Sif Beis, if you tie a rope in the mouth of a sus, it's considered a masa, like the sus is carrying, if it goes outside like that, because that's not a good way to watch a sus. The sus will slip away, the rope will slip out of the mouth, and therefore it's not a good Shmira, and therefore there's no hetter for the sus to go out with that on Shabbos. Sif Gimel, for Chamar to go out the Prumbio, it's like a bit in its mouth. It's also aser. Anything that's not the appropriate shmir for this behemoth is aser. Sifdal, the Machaber says you have a behemoth that's a wild behemoth and tends to run away or make trouble more than the average behemoth of its type. Even if other behemoths of this type do not need that shmir, but since this particular animal needs that shmir, since it's needed for it, it could go out without Shabbos because for this behemoth it's the shmir. It's if the Machaber discusses certain types of behemoths, the derech is to have like a ring either around its neck or around some other part of it, that you grab it by the ring and draw and pull by the ring, so that it can go out on Shabbos with this ring around it, because that's a derech for this behemoth. It's a derech for this behemoth, how you take care of it, and how you control it by pulling it by this ring. It's evolved, the Machaber discusses, Elim rams, they go out levuvim, that means they put some sort of or something around them under the Makam Zachris, they should not always be going on from the Kavis. Arachelis, the sheep, they go out shchuzais, they set that up in a way, they put some rope around them in a way that it should work out for the Zacharim to go on them at the appropriate time. And other type of things they want to put around the sheep, that the tzemer, the wool, should stay clean. And goats also, they tie the Rosh Adadim in a certain way. All these things that's being done in order to watch and take care of the animal properly. Mishnah explains anything for the tzarech of taking care of the animal. That wool should stay clean, that should stay healthy, that should stay good. That's good for the shmir, it's a goof of the animal, or for the tzemer, the wool of the animal. That's good, that's okay. As opposed to the Machaber says, if you tie something by the top of the dodim in a way that the milk should not leak and the milk should not drip onto the floor, there it's aser. Because the Machaber says, then you don't tie it too well. Since you don't tie well, you tie it a little bit loose, this rashash is going to fall off and end up carrying it dalad amos on Shabbos. Mishmur explains that technically, Midraisa, so to speak, will be a problem. Because consider Malbush, since it's watching and protecting the cholov, the milk of this animal. Same way protecting the wool of the sheep is okay. However, the reason why it's also is Drabondic reason, because we're afraid that you're going to tie it loose in order that it shouldn't lose its milk, and then it's going to fall off, end up carrying it on Shabbos. That's the klal, there's a chashash, you end up carrying it on Shabbos, you have the Issa Drabon that we've had previously in Simchat Gimel. Sif Zayin, Chamor, go out with the Mardas, the Mardas, some sort of like a saddle that's tied around it, has to be tied around the Erev Shabbos to show that it's really needed for the Chamor, and the purpose of this Mardas is to protect the Chamor from the cold, because Chamorim get cold very easily. Other behemoths cannot go out with Mardas, they do not need the Mardas to protect them from the cold. With a real ukif, real saddle, the chamar cannot go out on Shabbos. Even if you did tie an Erev Shabbos, Shmuel explains because the uk of a saddle does not help it to protect it from the cold, only a merdas does.